being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coming up. ELO singing about that evil woman on RJN. This is your righteous, friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat, lovable package. Glenn Klein for a tremendous Tuesday morning. It's 15 minutes after 9 o'clock, and it is indeed a tremendous morning. Coming up after the potentially award-winning newscast from the great Tom Carco, at the bottom of the hour, we will be joined by the member of the Power Rotation. We enjoy hearing from Chicago television personality Mark Baser will be coming up. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll have an early hour of power as we focus on the information and acknowledge that knowledge is indeed power. It is early because when Mike Clemens is away, I get to play early with Tom Carco. Yes, I've been here since about 4:45 this morning, and I have been fasting for days now because we have Danny's Meats and Catering coming in at 11 o'clock for the big Brat Bet payoff with Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser. Many, many weeks ago, I wagered a bratwurst with the Kenosha County Executive on the Bears-Packers game, that Thursday night game. Packers won both games, of course, this year against the Bears, and I lost. So I will pay back the bratwurst with the help of Danny's Meats and Catering later on this morning at 11 o'clock. So everybody at the radio station, very excited about that. That's the thrilling lives that we lead. It's a lot of excitement here at Magnum.media's international headquarters for the Brat Bet payoff with Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser. That'll be coming up at 11 o'clock right here on your radio friend. Also in the 10 o'clock hour of power, we will have our next installment on the moments and parallels in the history of the United States, America, which led to what will be happening at 11 o'clock local time Friday morning, the inauguration of Donald John Trump. The last time we talked about Bill Clinton having triangulated the Republicans and the liberal Democrats after he got stomped in the midterm elections in 1994. But President Barack Obama did not follow in his footsteps in 2010 when, according to President Obama, he got shellacked. Of course, 1,000 elected officials have been replaced by Republicans, the Democrats have, since President Obama took office. So he did not learn the lesson that William Jefferson Clinton did. And today we're going to be talking about the transition of power that occurred between Bill Clinton and George W. Bush in the year 2000 and the implications that had on for the recent election in 2016 on November 8th. Yes, it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Just hold on to your hats. It's going to be fine, I think. But this is something we've never seen before. A guy like this, at this level. We've never seen, I mean, this is akin to Rob Ford. Remember the now deceased former mayor of Toronto? This could be a major embarrassment. A lot of people already are embarrassed. I posted yesterday on social media that if President-elect Trump ever shows an ounce of graciousness or class, I will have to plot. Of course, he's been in a war of words with civil rights icon, the patron saint now of the civil rights movement, John Lewis. Lewis, over the weekend on Meet the Press, said that he does not consider Donald Trump a legitimate president. He also said that about George W. Bush, by the way. Did not get the coverage in the year 2000 that this has. But over 40 Democratic elected officials now have followed suit and are going to boycott the inauguration. But Toby Keith is going to be there. Three Doors Down is going to be there. Even the cover band, the Bruce Springsteen cover band called the B Street Band, not the E Street Band, the B Street Band, they have broken their commitment to play at New Jersey's inauguration party in respect to the boss. The boss who's going to be in charge in the White House as of Friday, he really needs some help, but it's not going to happen. The man is 70 years old. And in the war of words that went back and forth with John Lewis, it's a shame. Because Donald Trump could have taken the high road. And he would have won points. Now the word is out from Kellyanne Conway, the incoming advisor and counselor to the president, and the woman who ran the successful campaign in the fall for Trump, says they would be open to receiving a phone call from John Lewis. No, here's what should happen. President-elect Trump should pick up the phone and call John Lewis. That is what a peacemaker would do. That is what a mensch would do. But there is absolutely no way that Donald Trump is going to change, nor are his opponents, which I think is a shame, because I think that they're missing out a huge opportunity. This kind of obstruction does not work to grow the Democratic Party. Remember the thing called Occupy Wall Street and how well that worked, which kind of morphed into Black Lives Matter? And now this massive protest is being planned for Saturday after Trump's inauguration on Friday. This is not going to engender loyalty and openness to the vast amount of Americans in the middle. And that's what the Democrats need to come back. Otherwise, they are going to just remain a bi-coastal party with Illinois in the middle. They've got California, they've got New York, and they've got Illinois and Chicago. They need to broaden their appeal. But the president-elect really could have taken a lesson from his vice president-elect, Mike Pence. Do you remember when Pence, in an attempt to humiliate him by the Broadway musical Hamilton, that they called him out from the stage? Here is how that sounded just a few weeks ago now, when Mike Pence took his daughter and her cousins to see a Broadway musical. Here's what the guy from Hamilton said, and listen to Mike Pence's response. Take note, Mr. President-elect.
We truly hope that this show has inspired you to uphold our American values and to work on behalf of all of us.
Now, Saturday morning, Mr. Trump tweeted this. The cast of Hamilton was very rude last night to a very good man, Mike Pence. Apologize. And he tweeted about it again at 6:23 this morning. Governor, what did you think of the cast comments, and did you consider it rude?
Well, first off, my daughter and I and her cousins really enjoyed the show. Hamilton is just an incredible production, and incredibly talented people, and it was a real joy to be there. And you know, when we arrived, we heard a few boos and we heard some cheers, and I nudged my kids and reminded them that's what freedom sounds like. And but at the end, I did hear what was said from the stage, and I can tell you I wasn't offended by what was said. I'll leave to others whether that was the appropriate venue to say it, but I do want to say that the basic element, the center of that message is one that I want to address, and that is I know this is a very disappointing time for people that did not see their candidate win in this national election. I know this is a very angry time for some people, and I just want to reassure people that what President-elect Donald Trump said on election night, he absolutely meant from the bottom of his heart. He is preparing to be the president of all of the people of the United States of America. And to watch him bringing together people of diverse views, bringing together people that differed with him strongly, seeing him talk to leaders around the world, I just want to reassure every American that in the days ahead, I'm very confident that they're going to see President-elect Donald Trump be a president for all of the people, and we embrace that principle, and we're going to work hard to make that principle every day that we serve.
That is former Indiana Governor Mike Pence, the current vice president-elect, responding on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace on the attempt at humiliating him, I felt, by the cast of Hamilton. That is how you respond to a political attack. You take the higher road. You're the bigger man. But we have not seen President-elect Trump reach out to various parts of this country. And now over 40 elected Democrats are boycotting this peaceful transfer of power that traditionally is, there's been a pause in the hyper-partisanship during inauguration. The Republicans didn't boycott President Obama's inauguration. Even some questioned, of course, his legitimacy because of the whole birther issue. So Trump goes back and forth with John Lewis. But the best response was from the congressman in Michigan, Justin Amash, or Amish. He simply said in a tweet, "Dude, just stop."
WRJN, one of America's heritage radio stations, is now on FM 98.1 in Kenosha and 99.9 Racine.
And speaking of Kenosha, Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser will be in here later on this morning as I pay back the brat I owe him, brought to you by Danny's Meats and Catering. Check out Danny's Meats at Danny's Meats.com. The great Tom Carco is coming up with another potentially award-winning newscast. It will be preceded by a minute of John Tesh's Intelligence for Your Life momentarily on Your Radio Friend.
Sometimes you just need a little help. Trusted caregivers from society's assets have been helping.
Kenosha right now, the temperature 36, 43 in Burlington, Milwaukee 38, 37 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Well, you have certainly worked up a good appetite this morning.
You mean like every day?
Yeah, you do every day. But particularly this morning, having to put up with me since 5:30. So you ready?
Am I ready?
For the big brat payback? Payoff?
Let it go.
What do you mean by that?
Well, let it happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Well, okay.
11 o'clock. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser in studio, and yours truly, and the great Tom Carco.
How are you going to talk with a brat in your mouth?
Very carefully.
Okay.
What do you like on a brat? What do you typically, in the Carco household?
No typical brat. No. I don't have them that often, quite frankly.
That's why you're so fit.
I just don't.
The question is, should we bring Bear into the studio?
You asked that before.
I'm asking again.
Well, I said no.
Ty's here. I might be able to get permission.
Go ahead.
Through him.
Yeah.
Of course, he's not 21 yet. Maybe he could have an O'Doul's or something. Yeah, I lost my bet to Kenosha County Executive Cruiser. You bet a brat on the Bears-Packers game. Packers are in Atlanta Sunday. My cousin Zach is the sports director and anchor at Channel 2, the ABC affiliate there. What should I bet on this game?
With whom?
With my cousin Zach.
Oh, with him. Okay.
What do they have in Atlanta besides Coca-Cola?
Well, you know that they're terrible sports towns, so you should know everything else about them.
I don't know. What would you – I mean, obviously, here, you know, like a brat, bear, cheese – obviously, Wisconsin staples. Maybe some grits. Do you like good grits?
No.
You're not a grits guy?
No. Who you bet? You're going to bet?
My cousin Zach.
Well, that what you want?
The hell no.
What are you going for that for?
Well, what else do they have?
I don't know.
Maybe some Georgia peaches.
Try that.
Could use a good Georgia peach in the middle of winter here.
Make it a case.
A case?
Mm-hmm.
A case of Wisconsin brew against a case of Georgia peaches. That sounds delicious.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report.